Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with Debbie Manning from the Greater Cincinnati Blues Society, and we'll be talking about the Cincy Blues Fest, July 13. Debbie, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Where is the Blues Fest going to take place this year?
Well, this year we are moving it to Schmidtlap Park, which is at 115 Joe Nuxall Way in Cincinnati, right next door to the Moorline Logger House.
That's on the banks, right?
Yes, it is. We have teamed up with the Moorline Logger House and the Moorline Tap Room at OTR to help promote and bring in an international blues band.
It's a single day, Saturday, July 13, right?
Right. We are excited about our lineup this year. We start off with the Bits. That is Cincy Blues Society's band for the education of students, and that's the bands in the schools. They will start off at 4 o'clock. Then at 5 o'clock, we will have Ralph and the Rhythm Hounds, who was one of our Cincy Challenge winners. Then at 6 o'clock, we have Ben Levin and Philip Paul will be playing. He will make a special guest appearance. Then at 7 o'clock, we have Leroy Ellington Sacred Hearts Band. And then 8 o'clock, we have G. Miles and the Band of Helping Hands. Then at 9 o'clock, we have the Blues Beatles. And then at 10:30, we have Troubled Waters, which was our solo duo challenge winners.
So a lot of great local performers, and then the Blues Beatles.
Yes.
I tell you what, sister, these guys can play.
You know, for those who love the Beatles songs, this group has taken the Beatles lyrics and put them to some blues music, and it just turned out totally awesome. And did you realize that them coming to our fest July 13th will be their big debut in the tri-state area? They usually only visit about 6 cities in the U.S. each year, and we were lucky to have them join us this year.
And where are the Blues Beatles based?
They're from Brazil. The night before they come here, they will be flying in from Norway. They play our event, and then the next day they fly out to Belgium.
You know, it's interesting. When I went to YouTube and punched in Blues Beatles, and the first thing I noticed about their sound was, conceptually, it sounds a little left field. Sonically, these guys are really fantastic rhythm and blues players. It has a real R&B feel. And then, individually, they are really, really good musicians. Man, that bass player killed me. The guitar player is jamming. And man, the keyboard player, particularly when he's playing organ kind of riffs, woo, boy, break out the Jimmy Smith records. And then the singer has got a pretty interesting voice.
Yes.
And then when they do songs like You Can't Do That, Love Me Do, they really do a great R&B takeoff.
The talent that they have to play those songs, but then you got to think of the talent that they had to kind of rewrite the music for it. I mean, that in itself is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. And what stood out to me, particularly as a musician, in their re-envisioning of a lot of these Beatles tunes was obviously the lyrics are the same. Almost all the chord changes are the same, except for a few songs. But just imagine these songs, if you can, kind of with an R&B feel. That's really what they've done to these tunes.
And the neat thing about having them at our concert is that it is so kid-friendly with their music. Kids, whether they're young, teenagers, and adults of all ages will enjoy this music, and this group in particular.
So where do people get tickets for the Cincy Blues Fest?
They can go to our website or to our Facebook page, which will also take them to the website. Or they can go to the June 28th event at the Moorline Tap Room and pick up tickets in person there.
There's a pre-Blues Fest event on June 28th. Where is that taking place?
That's taken at the Moorline Tap Room in Over the Rhine. And that will start at 7 o'clock. And we are excited about the lineup for there. We will have Ben Levin and his band there. And then Noah Weatherspoon will be there. And we are just excited about that.
For me, that's one of the strongest double bills for Cincinnati Blues. And, I mean, Ben Levin really puts it down. And I tell you what, for a young guy, he plays with authority.
He is like an old soul and a young body.
That's quite true. I agree with you. And guitarist Noah Weatherspoon, who's been working out of Cincinnati for a number of years now after living in and working in Dayton for a long time. Noah's been down to Memphis a number of times.
Oh, yes.
For the blues competitions down there. So aside from the Blues Beatles from Brazil, Ben Levin's group with Philip Paul, we just talked about Ben. Leroy Ellington with the Sacred Hearts. I tell you what, Leroy has been one of the best showmen in the tri-state for years.
Oh, I know. And his new CD is just taking off out the roof right now.
And we're glad to hear that because Leroy is a good cat, a hard worker, a killer diller, rhythm and blues style saxophonist. And then, of course, G. Miles and a band of Helping Hands. Greg Mebbs, really good guitar player.
Oh, yes.
Been on the scene for a long time. I remember when he and his wife owned Lucille's.
Yes. And what's so nice about that band, too, is they help out the youth in the tri-state with events, and they do a lot of donations for them.
Oh, great. So hence the name of the group, Band of Helping Hands. So once again, would you remind us the date and time and location of the Cincy Blues Fest?
Okay, well, all the fun begins at 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 13th. We will be at Schmidtlap Park by the Moorline Lager House at 115 Joe Nuxall Way.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for coming by today.
Well, thank you.
Talking with us. We wish you much success with the Cincy Blues Fest on Saturday, July 13th at the Banks. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.
Everybody's free, 'cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they see you talking that way, they laugh in my face. So please listen to me if you wanna stay mine. I can't help my feelings, I go out of my mind. I know I let you down. Go!